Can you believe it? It's episode 50 already. Holy shit. I cannot believe this happened, man. 50th episode. That's basically 50 weeks of content. Damn. When I got started, right, the aim was for me to just hit the episode 30 mark. Now, what the hell? Now we're at the 50th episode mark. So yeah, basically this episode's going to be a little different. It's just me sitting down and chatting with you. It's to give you an idea, and the fact that a lot of new listeners and viewers of the show, just give them an idea of what all of this is about and where we're heading with Against the Odds. And yeah, there's a huge, huge update and a huge, huge thing that I wanted to let you guys know, which is I'll be moving out of the country soon. Yeah, I'll be moving out of India soon. So where am I heading? What happens to the show? What's my story? Why am I heading there? Well, that's why you'll need to stick around. Also, I'd like to talk about all the struggles that we've faced with our show. I have a lot of people reaching out to me to start their podcasts. I have a couple of clients working with me with their podcasts, and I see the actual struggle. I see a lot of people figuring out and also thinking, where is all of the success going to come from? So yeah, so this episode's going to be a little bit about that as well. The kind of struggles we have faced, not like we have made it or not like done some big feat here, but the fact that we've been at it and now we are what, at the 50th episode mark. We've crossed about 250,000 downloads and listens and views itself is a big, big feat. The last time I think I sat down and spoke to you guys like this, we were at, I'd like to say about 160,000 or so. But right now we are at 250,000. Holy shit. So yeah, we'll talk about our struggles, and I think our struggles will help you with your struggles, I'm hoping. Generally, this episode's going to be for people who are getting started with something. It could be a venture, it could be your freelancing career, it could be a YouTube channel, a podcast, or whatever. I think this episode will give you some insights, a little bit of courage, and I'm hoping a lot of support to get you going on your journey. And yeah, if you'd like to be on this show, if you'd like to make an appearance on the show, then we can make that happen as well. So yeah, stay tuned to see how we can make that happen. Yeah, let's roll the intro, because, well, that song's insane. It's a little addictive. I personally love it. So yeah, let's roll the intro and then we'll get to the episode. Roll the intro. This is Against the Odds, and I'm your host, Akash Damodar. The show is all about inspiring people to take the unconventional path and lead a life that is truly fulfilling and rewarding. Watch and listen as talented individuals take us through their learnings, the challenges they face, and how they continuously adapt to overcome them. Okay, so episode 50. Crazy stuff, right? I remember when I got started, like I think I said the intro as well. When I got started, my initial aim was to create just 30 episodes. And also, I think the initial aim was to just shoot, I think, 7 or 8 episodes and see whether it's something I even like doing. But my long-term goal was to hit that 30th episode mark. And to come to think of it, now we have hit the 50th episode mark, and actually, we are well past the 50th episode mark in terms of what we have already shot. So there are, I'd say about 8 to 10 episodes already shot, and it's in the backlog. And there's a reason why I decided to do that, and I'll talk to you about that in the episode as well. But like I said, the initial aim was for me to just create 30 episodes and see where this is going. If I didn't get enough traction, let's say enough. Again, there is no right or wrong number to this whole thing. But if I didn't see people reacting to my show in a positive way, if I didn't see people telling me, hey, this has added some value to my life, or if I didn't see enough of number of views or listens, again, there's no real right or wrong number to this whole thing, but there are certain stats that really tell you whether you're on the right path or not. And I think when we hit that 25th or 30th episode mark, things were really, really starting to pick up. And now it's gotten to a point where we have a decent following on audio. And again, this show is mostly audio, right? These long form types of content, I feel, really shines in audio format. So although I'm dedicating a lot of energy and a lot of time into creating the video element, I don't see the video bit picking up too much. I don't see too many people sitting and watching the whole thing, because watching long form is not an easy feat. I know that. So I get a lot of feedback, a lot of people telling me, dude, the video is just too long, man. Why would I sit and watch 45 minutes, an hour of your content, an hour and a half of your content, 2 hours of a particular episode? Why would I do that? It's just way too long. But that's the thing, right? I think I'm just trying to focus a whole lot on the quality element when it comes to video, so that it gets, or it rather helps me get my foot the door. It helps me get people intrigued, and then they go and check out the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to audio podcasts, right? And I'm hoping that they consume the entire episode, and because of which they go back and then listen to all the episodes from the beginning. We have a bunch of people who have actually reached out saying, hey, I found you on the 30th episode. This particular episode really got me thinking, so I thought I'll check out another episode. And then before you know it, I've listened to pretty much all the episodes, and now I just wait every Wednesday for your show, which is insane. It makes me feel really, really good, really warm and fuzzy and nice inside. And like I've said before, it really reinforces what we are trying to do here. So yeah, so for people who are new to our show, or people who don't know, I didn't know how to shoot, record, edit, haven't worked in media or content at all prior to the show. Now, well, like I said, we've crossed the 50th episode mark. I'd say more than about 160 to 180 hours of quality published content, which is insane, of long form storytelling, which is insane, something I thought I would never be able to achieve. And my biggest bread and butter, or my biggest source of income right now, is this small company I've started in the media space, where I help creators, I help future creators, people who haven't maybe worked in the creator space or the creator economy, or even brands who want to put themselves out there and do something in the long form storytelling aspect. That has become my biggest source of revenue, or biggest source of income, which is crazy, right? So someone who didn't have any sort of skill set in content and media got around to doing this. So what I decided to do was create this show to show people that you can actually do it, and literally build something from nothing and get going. So yeah, if I'm able to do this, if I'm able to create something like this after understanding content and really figuring out, again, understanding content also, I just had to figure out what is the best way for me to get started first. And then eventually I got around to iteratively improving the quality and the level of my content. And I think you can definitely see that if you go back to some of the initial episodes, you're going to be like, whoa, this looks starkly different from what I'm publishing right now. Not just what I'm publishing, it's also what I'm saying, right? Right now, I'm trying to do all of this in one take. The entire episode in one take. Which in the initial days, and even now also for that matter, is a big, big, big challenge. And you'll notice that there are no, let's say no is pushing it. There are very few instances where I use filler words, where I say, all of that. I still resort to doing that when I'm having my conversations with my guests. Sometimes I do notice that, and I try to keep that in to talk about instances like this, right? So yeah, so I had no experience facing a camera, being behind a camera, handling content, but I was able to get around to doing it. So if I was able to do it, I can assure you that you can do it too. Maybe you don't want to do something in the content or media space. Maybe you just want to get started with your venture. Maybe you want to get started with your freelance career. Maybe you just want to create a YouTube channel or a podcast like this. Whatever it is, you can get going. And over the course of publishing or showing up regularly, you'll realize, I've learned something here. oh, that this is so different from what I knew or where I got started. And now when I look back at all of this, I'm like, wow, I can't believe now I've gotten a process in place which helps me hire people and work with me on this team to help our clients as well as help out with, you know, all of the editing and the production work related to our show and our YouTube videos. So yeah, the idea initially was to just create something very different from most of the content that people are publishing these days with, I know, with just how short our attention spans have become. And I might just be talking about this same thing over and over again in each one of these solo podcasts. Every time I've sat down alone, I'm talking about how attention spans have reduced, how you should put in the work, you should show up. But these are really tenets and principles that I abide by and I feel very, very strongly for. So yeah, you know, all of these fast, quick transition related content, 15 seconds, 10 seconds, 30 seconds. I decided to do exactly the opposite and go super long form. And I think it has worked in my favor because when people try to build a connection with an audience or they try to get a particular point across, it really takes time. None of that can happen with a 15 second content or 30 second content. If you think about it, there are times you identify, or let's say you find a creator, let's say on Instagram. One of those posts is not enough to convince you, hey, this person's an incredible creator. What is the first thing you do? You basically open up their Instagram page and then scroll through each and every reel of theirs or each and every post of theirs, each and every content pieces that they've published. And then after going through numerous minutes of their content is when you realize, this person seems very interesting. Maybe I should hit or tap that follow button. It's the same thing here. The only difference I think I'm trying to do is hone in on that whole long form narrative and do this really across, like maybe our episodes have ranged from 30 minutes to anywhere between an hour or maybe even 2 hours. I think there's an episode that we published in the initial days that was about 2 hours long. Holy crap. And a lot of people tuned in to the conversation and really consumed the whole thing, which really meant the world to me. But yeah, this was a very tough decision to make. It still is a very tough decision for me to abide by. Why? For obviously the reasons I mentioned earlier, I had no experience in content. I had no experience facing the camera. It's still awkward for me to do this. I'm not gonna lie. I might be smiling right now. Or if you're listening to this, it might sound like I'm so comfortable. I'm not. I'm actually sweating right now, profusely sweating, because one, I had to switch off the fan in the room. Obviously that's, when you're recording audio, you can't have the fan on. That's one thing. And second, it's really warm and hot in Bangalore right now. I've got my windows closed out. I've got this super big professional light on my face, which also I think adds to the heat. And I just am generally a very sweaty person. I sweat very easily. So here I am really trying to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I think that is something I've said again and again on the show before, but I think that's a very, very important principle, a very important tenet that I really abide by. I'm trying my best to show up and do it. This is not comfortable. It's not comfortable for me to quickly set up the camera, set up the mic, set up all of this. I've got I've got my phone here that is monitoring the video and I've got a script already laid out. I'm sweating. I'm doing all of this, but it takes effort. And not just that, just showing up is really, really challenging. I'm not going to lie. But I think if you are able to kind of keep at it in the long run and you can grow slowly, and I think it's over the course of the long run is where you actually see that sort of growth. Like I think Marcus Brownlee, MKBHD, right, talks about this where, and because he reviews a lot of tech, right, he talks about how the last year, the iPhone or the equipment that came out had, the piece that released this year had incrementally better camera or slightly better display. But if you put them all together, there's like a compound effect, right? 10 years ago, the iPhone camera compared to the iPhone camera today, or 10 years ago, the display on a laptop compared to the display that's out today, is ridiculous, right? It's poles apart. And I think that's the same thing that applies to your career or your journey for that matter. If you're able to slowly but surely put in that 1% input every other day. Let's put it that way. I think Atomic Habits, James Clear talks about this at length, where if you grow 1% better each day, by the end of the year, I think you're not even 1%, 0.1%. I don't remember the stats. Again, I'll probably put it up here. But there's a huge compounding effect. And by the end of the year, the change is so drastic that you even forget where you started from. And I think I'm at a point where from a content perspective, a lot of this comes naturally to me when I look at how I'm supposed to expose video. Let's take that for example, or how I'm supposed to quickly set things up. These things take me a couple of minutes right now, but showing up and doing it is still a challenge, I'm not going to lie. But over time, I've realized that I've gotten better at it. And at the same time, there are new avenues and new areas and new things I've gotten to learn, which is just incredible. So yeah, the growth was very slow, especially in the initial days, but I celebrated every single win that came my way. I even have a memories folder on my laptop where I screenshot each and every small, or let's say even big wins, if I've hit a particular subscriber count or if I've hit a particular listen count or views count. I quickly take a screenshot and I keep it there. I think I'll actually share some of those right now. So for people who are listening to this on audio, maybe go check out the video bit and you'll see all of this pop up. But man, it means the world to me where, one, people kind of get what I'm trying to say here and they also end up doing some of this with their own lives. And also when I reminisce or think back on each one of these, it's crazy. It's just memories are just great. And I think, yeah, this whole thing's been a big roller coaster, I'm not gonna lie. This whole listens and downloads and views, I say all of this, but it's a big challenge. It's these whole stats thing is a big challenge. You get into the game thinking, man, one of the videos is just going to become viral, and you know, you're going to become, I don't know, critically acclaimed. Okay, that's the wrong choice of words. But I think the fact that everyone is looking for, you know, quick overnight success, but I think you need to really keep at it. Most of the successes, like I think I said literally in the first or second episode I released on the show, it might seem overnight to you, but it might have been just years and years of dedication and hard work, and finally it tipping over and that person getting the recognition that he or she deserved. So yeah, what else did I have to talk about? I know I just went off on 2-3 tangents, but yeah, I and again, initial days, and even now, like I said, a lot of people tell me that, my God, you're doing this video thing, which is great and all, but it seems super long, man. Do you really want to do something this long? I think I've gotten a comment or two on my videos. I think one of the recent videos, this guy said, hey, my God, the intro was so freaking long. Why would my God, it was like 5 minutes long, 10 minutes long. I don't remember how long it was. Probably not too long, but my God, you don't care for our time or something on those lines. And I was like, well, duly noted, but I'm just trying to keep it very light and also not try to, I know, draw boundaries when it comes to certain things I want to say. So if you look at some of the YouTube videos I have published, those are very heavily scripted. Those are very well laid out, very well planned. And again, trying to keep it super short and give out as much knowledge and value as I possibly can in that one video. But when it comes to long form commentary or long form pieces like this podcast, I'm really trying to keep it simple and a little off the cuff. This is super off the cuff because I'm just going at it. I'm just, like I said, trying to do all of this in one take. It's been what, 16 minutes and I'm still going strong, which is not too bad, right? So yeah, so if you're going to run behind numbers, if you're going to run behind views, listens, downloads, all of that, I can already tell you it's a losing battle. There's no way you're going to come out on top. because you have no control over those things. What you can do is basically show up and create something and I'd say consistently keep at it. That's the only thing you can do. You can try your best to improve the quality of your content. If you have a product or if you're in the entrepreneurial space and the startup space, all you can do is improve your product or your service. But how it's going to be perceived by people, whether you're going to get repeat customers, whether you're going to get repeat viewers, listeners, none of that is in your control. And there's a lot of luck that's at play here, right? People don't even take that into account when starting off with something new. You assume that if you just do the hard work, everything's going to fall in line. But that's never the case, right? I would say that the people that you follow or the products or the companies that have or hold a very important and important space in your heart are ones that have shown up time and again where one of those instances aligned with the luck factor. And that's what gave them that exponential growth. So that's the same thing. I think our show's also kind of gone through. Not like our show's super successful or anything, but I think there was this point till the 20th episode. I think the maximum number of views I had gotten for any of my videos on my podcast was, I think, about 1,000 views. Again, I could be a little wrong about this, but around 1,000 views, and that meant the world to me. But also, when you compare it to some of the top podcasts that have a video element, you're like, my God, these guys are getting what, 15,000 views, 100,000 views, 1,000,000 views. Where am I now? Why am I putting in all of this effort? Doesn't really make sense, right? But then what I realized is because of just showing up time and again, maybe because of the kind of guest I got on my show, or maybe because of just how people start perceiving the show, our views started really compounding. And at one point, I remember, I think after the 20th or the 25th episode mark, some of the episodes started getting heavy traction. Like literally overnight, I used to get a couple of thousand views. And I was like, and for one particular video I'm talking about, which was incredible. And I was like, okay, what have I done differently here that made people want to watch this longer? It could be the kind of guests, one. It could also be just that people saw that, okay, this is the 26th episode or the 27th episode. And he's been doing this for a while now. It's not just, you know, a shot in the dark. It's not something that happened overnight. Maybe that could also be the reason. And what I did notice was a lot of these people who watched one of those episodes or those videos went back to watch more videos. And I think that's the beauty of the compound effect, or the fact that if you keep showing up, you keep putting yourself out there, eventually things will align. And that's, you just need one of those things to align with the luck factor, like I said, and then things really pick up. I think I still have a long way to go when it comes to growing this podcast. I think subscriber count, we're not doing so, you know, we're not doing something incredible here, but I like this. I prefer having a smaller subscriber base on video, but having enough of a conversion rate, right? Conversion, by conversion, I mean the number of people that tune into watching the episodes. The percentage is a good percentage of the total number of subscribers I have. And that means the world to me. I would rather have this than having 200,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel, but having only 50 people watching, you know, each of my podcast videos, which doesn't make sense at all. And I think that really hurts the channel. So this whole slow growth thing has really, really, really helped me. And like I said, at the end of the day, the idea is to get people onto the audio platform or the audio medium when it comes to this podcast. And our growth on audio has been incredible. I think we were featured on Hubhopper's trending podcast, so one of those pages, and some of the lists on Apple Podcasts as well. I forget. Again, I've not been following any of these too much, but there have been times where I've seen spikes in the number of listens, but I think it's only because of just showing up and doing the work, just putting in the work. That's all you can do. So most of the other things are out of your control. Don't get into any of these games. If you're expecting to make a boatload of money, if you're expecting to get so many sales or, you know, closing out so many deals right from the get-go, that is possibly not even going to happen in the initial days. And again, from a probability perspective, chances are very, very meek. So instead, what you can do though is find something you're passionate about, find something that you like doing, and just show up again and again and again. That's it. It's as simple as that. I like doing this because at the end of it, when I publish the video or when I publish the episode and I listen to it, even if 10 people tune into it and they come back to me and tell me, hey, this has been really beneficial, that's a big deal for me. But more importantly, I like publishing this kind of content. I like showing up and I like doing this. This means the world to me that I was able to hone in on my media or the creative skills, and I'm literally using this as a creative outlet to publish my content. And you can clearly see that I love talking. You might have seen that even in some of the other, in some of the conversations I've had with the guests, I love talking. So what better medium or platform to pick than podcast? So again, went off on a couple of tangents there, but like I said, don't treat your audience like shit. Don't put out shit. Put out stuff that really, really adds value to your audience, and which eventually could be found by your audience. It could be found by people maybe 10 years down the line. I feel like our podcast can be found maybe even 5 years down the line. Who knows? I'm still seeing a lot of traction in the initial 10, 15 episodes on YouTube. Now, I don't know how the algorithm works. I'm not sure why people are tuning into some of the earlier episodes, but people are. I'm still seeing a boatload of comments on some of the earlier episodes. And I'm getting a lot of DMs on Instagram where people are telling me, hey, 16th episode was just great. Like that episode with Manek was just insane. Manek's episode, actually, if you have not checked out episode 16 with Manek, it's actually growing quite slowly. I mean, it's been growing quite quickly, and there have been like surges of views and listens, and a lot of people reaching out saying, wow, this was like a funny but an entertaining but intriguing conversation, and it is completely worth their time. So like I said, don't put out shit. If you're getting into the entrepreneurial space, if you're getting into the content space, don't get into it because you expect success. Don't get into it because you think, yeah, numbers are all going to work or align in my favor. It might, and that could be because you're lucky right out of the door, but most probably that's not even going to happen. So assume the worst, but hope for the best and really put in the effort. That's all I can say. Try to sound a little smart there, but I don't know if it came across that way or not, but yeah. Yeah, so all of these things, once you get into this space, right, if the numbers don't work out the way you pictured it, or if you're not getting feedback the right way, it could all start clouding your mind and your judgment. And it might even get you to start doubting yourself and the process. And I think those moments are always going to be there. There are moments, especially when I get very few listens or views on a particular episode, or even for that matter, I put out a YouTube video which I put my heart and soul into, and it gets very few views, and I'm like, man, this is really sad. Should I be doing this? But again, those moments are always going to be there. Even after you make it as a creator, your picket, or the level, I would say the benchmark changes over time. And the moment you get to a certain point, you expect to receive those many number of views, listens, sales, number of people, feedback, whatever it is, right? And if that doesn't, if it doesn't check that box off, it becomes a big, big battle inside your head. And I would say those are the moments that really make or break you. I think these are really the deciding moments where when the doubt is the highest is when you need to really show up and do the work. Now imagine this. Imagine you have already made it. Right? And making it again is very subjective, like I've spoken about time and again on the show before. But imagine if you have 1 million subscribers, or imagine if you have 1 million customers, or imagine if you have 1 million clients. You already know for the fact that things are going to work out. If you already know for the fact that things are going to work out, then what's the challenge there? Like if you already knew that you have to put in the work to just you know, serve or cater to that particular audience, then there's no challenge or there's no fun also in that, right? But I think that the beauty of this whole creative space or the freelance space or the entrepreneurial or startup space is that you can never tell what the future holds. And because of that whole uncertainty, things can obviously go both ways. But if you time and again show up and do the work, chances are improving or the odds are getting favored for you as opposed to against you. You know, clever play of words there. I know I'm trying to pick the show's name, but I think if you're able to do that, then that's where the challenge lies, right? So when you do have this self-doubt creeping in, or you have those moments where, oh, I'm not sure if this is really going to work out, well, that's the beauty of it. If you already knew it's going to work out, then none of this matters. It's like you're back at a desk job, or it's back, you know, you're doing a salary job. There's nothing really challenging there the way I see it. So yeah, if you are getting uncomfortable with those situations, just do what I said earlier. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. As simple as that. Actually, this whole solo thing, right? Me sitting down and talking to you guys, I think it's like the third or fourth, or maybe fourth or fifth time I'm doing this. And you'll see that again, like I mentioned earlier, I've progressively gotten better. I would have never been able to just do this literally from the get-go. This is, like I said, super uncomfortable. But, and I would even say, go check out episode 1 and 2 and you'll be like, dude, what is wrong with this guy? I'm constantly doing all of that. And there are still people who have listened to it and said, wow, this makes a lot of sense, which I'm like, wow, it means the world to me. But I think if you're listening to this or watching this right now, go check out one of those initial episodes and you'll see that sort of incremental work. So yeah, I think those moments that make or break you is when you need to show up. So you could see a dip. You could see instances where things are not working in your favor. Again, like I keep saying, don't put out nonsense. Don't put out shit. And don't treat your venture or whatever it is you're doing because it's fancy and it's awesome to do. You know, just because, oh, it's crazy for me to be a founder of a company. It's awesome for me to run this YouTube channel. I see MKBHD doing it. I see Yes Theory doing it. I see Ranveer Alabadia doing it. I see all of these guys who are making a boatload of money. My God. The Joe Rogan Experience or Joe Rogan Show got acquired by Spotify for $150 million. Wow, there's so much money in podcasts. Maybe I should get into podcasts. All of these reasons are baseless. These reasons are not going to fuel your thought. It's not going to fuel or drive you, rather. I would say you need to find something that really motivates you and drives you and makes you want to really show up and do the work. Like, for instance, I decided to get into content space. And again, I don't know if this is going to be my primary source of revenue even 10 years down the line. But I'm willing to do this as a part-time thing and do this on the side because I like doing it. I could even get another regular desk job. I could maybe focus most of my efforts on growing this media house that I've created that I spoke to you guys earlier about. But this part about creating my own original content, me creating my podcast, me creating my YouTube videos, that's not going to change. That's going to continue as is. And I foresee this happening for the next 10, 20, 30 years. Will this eventually become my full-time thing? If God can really help me and if everything aligns and maybe that luck factor kicks in as well, then yeah, why not? I would love to do this full-time and not do anything else. But does this mean that I'm doing this only for that? No, absolutely not. So yeah, play the long game. Don't think about these small, silly wins. Why didn't this particular video work out the way I had in mind? I came up with this product. Oh, I spent, a couple of $1,000s and rupees on it and it didn't really work out in my favor. So is that the end of the road? I don't think so. I mean, you only get to win by losing. You know, that's something I read recently. It's like you get to win only by losing, or something like winners are made by losing, or by something on those lines. But you get the point. So yeah, so you, like I said, anyone can put in the work knowing it's going to work out. But can you put in the work not knowing, but still time and again show up and then hope for the best? I think that is something we all need to aspire to do. Anyway, if you are planning on starting something like I've been talking about for the last, I don't know, what, 10, 20 minutes, and you're not able to find time for it because you think you're too busy, life is getting in the way. You know, you have to cook your meals, you have to go to classes, you have your regular day job, your family gets in the way, all of that, right? Then I should really maybe just like burst your bubble right now and tell you it's not going to work out ever. If you're not able to make time right now, there's no reason for you to quit whatever is your full-time job and do this full-time. That's not the way to go. I would say find time to do whatever it is that you're passionate about or something that really tickles your mind or maybe aspires you to become a better version of yourself. Do it. Don't wait to quit your job. Don't wait for something extraordinary to happen. Don't wait for a particular moment for you to decide to even do this in the first place. Instead, just try doing it on the side. If you're not able to find time for it, chances are you'll never find time for it. So yeah, and I would say even keep an open mind to new opportunities. So if you get started with something, chances are that may not exactly work out the way you picture in your mind. Like for instance, I started this hoping that the startup I was working on prior to this would somehow pick up, which was my, you know, my bread and butter, or at least my hopeful bread and butter, right? And the plan was I would just keep doing this on the side. I wasn't hoping on making a lot of money through content. But what do you know? A lot of people noticed the work, and now I have clients working with me on the small media house that I spoke about. So yeah, I decided to actually pursue that. I decided to follow up on those opportunities. And now I've realized that I would love to build a nice portfolio of individuals and brands that we have helped in terms of getting the word out then, especially, like I said, in terms of long form storytelling. So yeah, keep an open mind to opportunities and keep an open mind to anything for that matter, because you never know what to expect in life. And setting expectations is the root cause of most things, right? So try to keep an open mind, and yeah, I think everything will fall into place. And like I said, even from a money perspective, this whole podcast is not something I'm relying on heavily to make money, but we have got a couple of sponsors, we have got a couple of inquiries and people, and rather brands, that wanted to partner with us and sponsor our show, but it wasn't the right fit. So we haven't really pulled the trigger on that yet. But instead, I realized that through the client work, through working with brands and individuals, I'm able to make some money, and some good money that too. Something I didn't expect a creator, or let's call myself a freelancer, in the initial days to make, right? But it really has paid off. So only because I kept an open mind and I was able to pursue those opportunities did all of these things align, and it's working out in my favor right now. So yeah, keep an open mind. And again, this whole people asking me right now, dude, you're confusing me. What are you actually doing? So if I had to really tell you at a very high level, keep it simple rather, what am I doing right now? I basically am creating my own original content, which is my podcast and my YouTube, which I don't really consider as my full-time job yet. Like I said, it's a part-time hobby, right? But on the other hand, I help others with their content, or let's say I create podcasts for a living. That is the space I would really like to enter and venture into, where I help individuals and brands with their podcasts, with their long form storytelling. So yeah, if I can do it, if I can do something like this, where I started off as a computer science engineer and then eventually went on to work in a corporate job and then move into running a small startup in the F&B space and then do all of this in content, literally all of this in span of what, 10 years, less than 10 years, I think you can do a boatload more. Because, well, like I said, if I can do it, you can do it too, for sure. And you never know, I might be talking about all of this with so much pride. And again, I am super proud of what I've been able to achieve. I'm not going to lie. But is this the end all? No, I love my life and I will choose what I want to do in as part of my career as to what I'm really drawn to. So right now I'm drawn to media. Right now I'm drawn to content. Right now I'm drawn to podcasts, helping individuals and brands. But maybe in the next 10 years, I might completely flip careers and become a doctor or become a pilot. I don't know. It's possible. I mean, you have one life, dude. So why do I need to only do one thing for the 40, 50, 60 years that I need to work? Right? So yeah, you never know. So keep an open mind. That's what I'm trying to tell you from that time. Anyway, what else did I have here? Yeah, so that was the kind of update or not update, rather a short, okay, not even short, but my thoughts on what it takes to start something of your own and start something from nothing. And yeah, initially this episode was going to be, I'm sweating right now because it's super freaking hot here, but initially this episode was going to be more of questions. I've got a couple of videos that our audience members have sent us already, and we'll be featuring that. And again, the plan was to do that in this episode, but I wanted to keep, I mean, this episode would have become super long if I'd kept that as part of this episode as well. So I decided to keep that aside for another episode entirely. And maybe when we do talk to one of our guests as well, we'll bring in some of those questions and have our guests also answer and provide their thoughts too. So yeah, so this one, so yeah, talking about those questions, if you'd like to be featured on the show, then you can actually send in those questions or your feedback or your comments about how the show has helped you, or maybe the show hasn't helped you at all. Maybe there's a complete waste of your time and you'd like to tell me that to my face. Then send me a short video, about 1 minute or so, and tell me what you like or hate about the show and we'll feature you. And again, if you have a question for me personally, or if you have a question for one of our guests, or something that you are finding a struggle with, and something that maybe I can help you, the limited experience that I have, or maybe the experience that the guests are bringing to the table, then send us those questions and your comments to contact@akashdamodhan.com and we'll feature you on the show and probably help you along in your journey. Yeah, like I told you, we haven't pulled the trigger on the whole monetizing aspect on our podcast. And I think there's a reason as well. I'm hoping that by the time I hit the 100th episode mark, I will have enough of a following, enough of an audience where I can get into proper sponsorship and really monetize the show and take it really to the next level. But right now, what I decided to do was just partner with brands that add value to our show, one, and two, is something that I'm going to be super proud about and something that gets us noticed when people watch or listen to our show. So with that in mind, our biggest partnership has come in the form of our audio partner, which is Sennheiser. So like, for instance, this mic I'm using is the MK8, probably one of the best mics out there in the market right now. A little pricey, it's a little expensive, but it's completely worth it. Complete bang for your buck. So I would highly recommend checking it out, or any of the other ones out. If you can't afford the MK8, I would recommend checking out the MK4s. Both are a little expensive condenser microphones, but like I said, completely worth it. So at any point you're deciding to take your game to the next level, this is probably one of the best pieces of equipment you can invest in. Now, if you can't afford this, or you don't want to get a mic but you like listening to stuff, then I recommend getting the Sennheiser's HD25 headphones. This is what the team has sent me, and this is something I've been using from day one in terms of monitoring my content, in terms of editing my content, in terms of, well, just watching and consuming stuff as well. And this high impedance kind of mic, headphones are just incredible. I had no idea it was this great, right? I used to use those regular Apple earphones, the one that comes with your phone, the regular wired ones. And then the moment I start using something like this, I'm like, whoa, what is this awesomeness? So now this is my go-to headphones. So if you'd like to get a good pair of headphones, then might I recommend checking out the HD25 by Sennheiser. I'll leave a link to the products or Sennheiser's website in the description below for you to check out. And yeah, if you need any help with equipment as well, that's another thing, right? That's the kind of question I get constantly over and over again on my Instagram. That's which equipment should I get started with? What should I be using right now? The short and easy answer to all of that is whatever you have right now at your disposal is probably good enough for you to get started. Like, I'll tell you a simple example. Right now, I'm working on shooting vlogs, right? You might be thinking, why is this guy creating a vlog now? Is he like in the podcast space? He has a video podcast. He's creating regular YouTube videos. Now you're also creating a vlog. Yeah, well, because I think that has its own flair, or I mean, requires its own flair or has its own space and place. And I'd like to really talk about what, you know, certain experiences or certain days of my life looks like. So I will be creating a vlog. It's probably going to be on a different channel itself altogether. But I'll tell you the point I was trying to get to initially, which is I decided to shoot all of it just on my iPhone. I have an iPhone 10, which is what, about 4 or 5 years old. And I decided to use only my iPhone to shoot and record even the audio for the vlog entirely. So once the vlogs do come out, I've shot about 3 or 4 of those vlogs and I'll be editing them slowly at my own convenience, because I'm not trying to keep a hard schedule around the vlogging. So it will be out soon. But once it is out, you'll realize that you can also shoot and record with an iPhone or a mobile phone, and you don't need to really get started with the best cutting edge piece of equipment that you know, that's out there in the market, the best top 10, top 5, which is the best bang for your buck. You don't need to think about all of that. So if you need to get started, I would recommend using what you have right now. That is probably the best piece of equipment. Look at mastering that. Look at understanding what are all the features and capabilities of that piece of equipment. Like, for instance, you want to do voiceovers, just use your phone. Flip your phone around, point the mic literally at your mouth and do those voiceovers. You don't even need this. If you're creating an audio podcast, you can actually do it just with your phone. I would recommend doing that. If you want to use a pair of headphones, go that. If you have already a pair of headphones or earphones lying around, use that. If you do have the money for it and you want to spend, go ahead and do it. But what I would recommend doing is just getting started with what you have, because it'll get you to do the whole process, do the whole end-to-end bit, and see whether you even like doing it in the first place. And imagine you investing a couple of thousand or tens of thousands of rupees on equipment, and 5 episodes in, you realize this is not, you know, really cutting it for me. Not really liking what I'm doing. If that's the case, you might as well try doing it with what you have right now instead of wasting all of that money on equipment. And even if, let's say, okay, let's assume that you actually like doing it, right? And you don't want to publish it because you would rather have it published at a set level of quality, then don't publish it. At least those many, how many ever videos or episodes or whatever it is that you've shot or recorded, you'll at least know whether you like doing it and gives you clarity in the first place. And I think that's invaluable. So do that. Focus on that. So I know I started off talking about Sennheiser and whatnot, but yeah, if you'd like to take your game to the next level, go check them out. But you don't necessarily need that too, is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, what else did we have? Okay, yeah, now let's talk about the biggest update that I have for you guys. So yeah, this has been long, long time coming. But yeah, I'll be moving out of India pretty soon. I'll be moving to Canada. There's a good chance that I've already moved to Canada by the time this video drops. So you guys might be thinking, why is he doing this? Why is he moving? I mean, what's the plan here? Well, we've been working on moving out of India for a while now. And Apoorva, my wife, got into one of the top B schools in Canada and she already moved. So right now my visa is being processed and it's pretty much almost done. And I'll be moving in the next month or the coming few weeks. So you might even start seeing a whole bunch of content Canadian content, if you will, pretty soon on our channel. But yeah, the plan is for me to go there and work. So I might get one of them jobs that people are talking about. So yeah, I might get a desk job. I might get a job in the content space. I might go back into the product space. I want to continue growing as a creator for sure. So I'm not going to stop creating original content. So I'm going to continue with my YouTube videos. My podcast is a little tricky, I'm not going to lie. So what I've done is I've decided to shoot a lot of episodes and create a backlog so that I'm able to continuously, consistently publish content till the end of this year. I know it's a little bit of a challenge to do something like that, but yeah, right now I'm already at about 10 or 12 episodes into the backlog, which is crazy, right? That's like 10 or 12 weeks of content. So yeah, that's what I'm trying to do before I pack up and head out of here. So that's the update on the podcast front. Now, as for my work front, the media house or the clients I'm working with right now, you might have a question. We just spoke about working with these clients. So what about that? Well, that's going to continue to run as it is right now. So what I've done is I've hired a couple of people, just two people actually, to run the entire scene when it comes to this media house. It's called Uni Media House. And we're, like I said, working with just a handful of clients, individuals and creators to help them with their content. So that's going to continue and it's going to be a good passive stream of income for me. But what I also want to do is slowly build the Canadian wing or Canadian branch to Uni Media House in Canada. So that's going to be my long-term overarching goal. The idea is to get Canadian clients, get Canadian creators, get Canadian individuals that would want to dabble their toes in podcasts or long-form storytelling, and something I think our team can help out. But that's not something I'm going to rely on for my bread and butter, or I'm not going to rely on happening in the next 1 year or so. It's going to happen eventually, I feel. So yeah, that's the long-term plan. Short-term, I've got to feed my stomach. We obviously got to get a roof over our heads. So I've got a good portion of savings kept aside just for this coming few months when I move there. But in the meantime, I'm also going to be looking for jobs that fit or align with what my experience looks like. So yes, so that's what I am going to be doing in the next 1 year or so, where we're moving to this small town. It's a little away from Toronto. But then I think maybe sometime next year, early next year, we would be moving to a bigger city like Vancouver or Toronto. So let's see. Again, keep an open mind. That's all you can do. And just do your work. That's going to be the tenet, or that's going to be the title of this episode. I don't know what the title of this episode is. I'm just going on and on here. So yeah, so also, once I do move to one of these bigger cities, my plan is to continue with the podcast there. It's to get Canadian guests. It's to talk to individuals that have, I think, a different approach or a different lifestyle entirely, because obviously Canadians are different from Indians, apart from the Indians that have moved there like me. But I think talking to these diverse set of guests and bringing them on our shows, I think going to add good value and a diverse value, if you will, to, you know, what we're trying to put out there. But in the meantime, I'm going to continue publishing my YouTube videos, and I'm trying to get to a point where I can publish one high quality video every week. So yeah, subscribe if you haven't. If you're watching this, if you haven't hit the subscribe button, hit the subscribe button. And since you're anyway going down there to subscribe, hit the like button as well. Yeah. You see that? Efficient. Just like click both of them together. But yeah. Yeah, I think that's it. I had a couple of these updates, but yeah, I will be moving out of the country, moving out to Canada pretty soon. And if you are listening to this or watching this in Canada, if you'd like to meet up, I'm completely for it. This is crazy, dude. If that happens, it's a coincidence. Or I don't even know if I have a Canadian audience. I have a lot of people listening to me from the US. When I look at my analytics, especially on the audio, I see a lot. There are, I think, about 7 or 8%, no, maybe a little more than that, about 8 to 9% of my audience is from the US, both on YouTube as well as on audio, which is a big deal for me. But so if you'd like to travel to Canada and meet me, great. But if you're already in Canada and you'd like to catch up, let me know. Reach out to me on DM or just comment down below and we'll make that happen. What else? What else did we have? Yeah, so before we wrap up, I think the last two episodes will be bringing back the biggest guests or some of the biggest guests we have had on our show. So comment down below or DM me to let me know who that should be. Who would you like to see on the show again, who is already a prior guest? I guess that's it. That wraps up everything with this particular episode. I don't even know how long has this been. Jesus. Anyway, so yeah, if you're listening to this on audio, then consider leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, whichever it is that you're listening to it on. And yeah, it'll just take you about 10 or 15 seconds, but it'll mean the world to me. Like I've said time and again, it's very hard to get our show discovered on audio, on the audio medium or the audio platforms. But just leaving a rating and review, and again, preferably 5 stars, I'm hoping, will really, really help. So yeah, just spend 10, 15 seconds and it'll mean the world to me. And if you are watching this on YouTube, hit that like button, like I said again, and leave a comment. And yeah, if you'd like to, again, another small plug. If you like long form stuff or if you like quick short reads, I said long form stuff and then quick short reads. Basically, if you like spending time learning stuff and you like reading especially, then might I recommend subscribing to my newsletter. It's completely free. It'll always be free. It'll take you, I think, 2 or 3 minutes to go through the entire newsletter, any of these newsletters for that matter. And each one of these newsletters are published every other week. So it'll be sent fresh and hot to your email inbox. And again, there's no real rule as to when we send it out, but every other week, every alternate week, we send out the newsletter. And this is something I've been finding really fun. I love writing. So I've been showing up and writing these nice, insightful short reads. So if you'd like to sign up for newsletter, go and do it. I'll leave a link to my website where you can sign up in the description below. I guess that's it, man. Don't forget to send in your questions in video format. Don't forget that. But once again, thank you so much. Your support means the world to me. I'm like sweating profusely right now. I'm completely wet. I don't know if you see it, but my t-shirt's like completely wet right now. But it's all completely worth it. It's completely worth it. My God, the kind of roller coaster we've been through. And I can't believe that we're now at episode 50. This means the world to me. It's one of the biggest milestones I thought I would never achieve. But thank you so very much for sticking with me. Or for just showing your support. Let's put it that way. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. It means the world to me that you're spending time watching or listening to this. And if you are listening to this like way in the future, if you're listening to this in 2024, I think we'll be publishing this in 2022. But if you're listening to this in 2023 or 2024 or 2025 or maybe 2035 or maybe 2045 or if you're listening to this in any year that's not 2022, then let me know, because it makes me feel good. Like I said, there are instances I hear back in the comment section on one of my initial videos and it makes me feel really, really good. So yeah, let me know in the comments below. Now I'm just going off on a rant. I'm just going off on a tangent. But yeah, thanks once again. Really couldn't have made it here without you guys. Thank you so much for your support. This is Akash signing off on episode 50 of Against the Odds. Shit, I can't believe episode 50. Shit, man. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next one. Cheers.